I invite you now to gently close your eyes, place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight, and let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives, our affairs, and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children and all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, allow the chair to totally support your body, feet on the floor. And we give thanks for this opportunity to be here today, to be in communion with the Holy Spirit. And this is a sacred commitment. Holy Spirit, we may have thought that following divine guidance left little for us to do. But now we know that the opposite of that is true. It calls on us to make a commitment. The commitment to follow you. This is a commitment that we renew each day to keep it strong and keep it constant. God, we entrust ourselves and all that is in the past, in the present, and in the future to you. We know that by living this commitment each day, we will discover greater understanding of you, of ourselves, and of others. Wherever you guide us, we will follow. Thank you, God, for your way is the way of peace, love, and life. And now I invite you to join me on that journey to the secret place of the Most High, a place of peace, love, joy, and faith. A place in consciousness. We make our way to the secret place of the Most High, and before we can enter, we must become empty. So if you have mental and emotional baggage that is not serving you, allow it to fall away. If you have physical baggage that is not serving you, let go and release it. So we step through the door and we take a seat. And we commit ourselves to these sacred moments of peacefulness. And we feel the light of the Christ surround us, through us, and out into our world. So take the next few moments without the sound of my voice and use the time to pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've heard our prayers this morning and you've answered them as you always do. Give us your guidance this coming week. Guide our tongues, guide our steps. Guide all aspects of our lives. And we say thank you in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.